Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome, everybody. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden from the Truth Straight Up.
That's right. The show brought to you by happytrees.co, great full-service tree company, and Denver Cenogenics and Dr. Julie McCallan. Hey, at 3:30, we're going to have Dr. Brian Junedep join us. He's got another good article in American Thinker, quoting something that you say all the time, that Republicans are the party of stupid, so he's not sure they're going to do this, but he's suggesting what they should be running on, which I think most of us will agree on. But wanted to start out by talking, there's some good news. I mean, polls being what they are, so with a grain of salt, but there's some good news in a recent ABC Washington Post poll. And before we get into the specifics, this is my thought on polls in general. I think that they are useful in terms of trends, right? I think that up to a certain point, and you know about this too, right? The polling companies, they use them as push polls. They try to use them to generate certain conversations and certain results, right? And then as they get closer, I think they try to do a better job figuring out what's going on.
Well, it's part science and part an art, and the art part means that you can just by your sample size can quickly give any result that you want to give.
Well,
most of them try to be a little bit honest, not all of them, toward the actual election itself, because it's a little bit embarrassing. A lot of them will change a lot, as if there's a sudden swing over to Republicans a day or two before the actual election. But they're useful, but only with a large grain of salt.
Oh, this is from Leo. Julie, thank God you are back. Chuck was using all kinds of big words on Friday, and I was not there to explain them. I absolutely know what you mean by that, Leo. So I am here, thank God. Yes, and I think one of the things they're talking about is that are they talking to likely voters versus registered voters, and if it's a Democrat to someone who doesn't know they're a voter but has voted in every election.
Well, it could be all,
all of the above, exactly. But this is ABC Washington Post, so I tend to be skeptical and think that if they're showing it as good for Republicans, it's probably even better than what we would think. But here's some of the polls. Basically, in a generic congressional poll, Republicans are up like plus five. Now, that's more than it had been lately. And I got to wonder, is this what you're going to hear from Dr. Donna is absolutely right. You know, follow the money in terms of who pays for the polls, too. Exactly. But that could be, as they're going to more likely voters than registered voters. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening, too. Biden is back under 40% approval rating. And I still say that has a lot to do with everything. The Democrats are trying to pretend the candidates that Joe Biden doesn't exist, really. Right. But in the meantime, it's Democrat policies. You throw that into the fact that the presidential party tends to lose in the midterms anyway. Right.
Yes.
And I think it's going to be good. I mean, I think this poll has probably a certain amount of accuracy. Interesting thing about it, though, is in spite of all of the attacks on Trump, right, there's lawsuits here, lawsuits there, attacks on him here, attacks on him there, he is still remaining incredibly strong with his base, probably even stronger. The other side is not gaining in popularity, and they don't seem to be able to hurt him, do you think?
Well, once again, what are polls for? And sometimes it's, okay, we'll show a positive Republican poll now, but as we get actually into October, we'll go the other way and say, oh, the Democrats are now gaining. Joe Biden is gaining and Trump is losing. And it's you're never sure. You can't guarantee that it's just not an effort to con people.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. But this is interesting. And ABC was going to play a soundbite here in a second. Forced to acknowledge this, one of the more interesting things, in spite of all of the attacks against Trump, in spite of all of the corporate media just being thrown in, I mean, they're just puppets of the Democrat Party, right? And therefore Joe Biden, in spite of all the ignoring the Hunter Biden stuff, all of the ignoring Joe Biden wandering around, looking lost, all of that, in spite of that bizarre speech where he said, half the country are semi-fascist.
Red weddings.
Right. Yeah. And we're all supposed to be arrested now by IRS agents and the FBI, which is actually happening. That it isn't working. And that in this ABC Washington Post poll, in a head-to-head race, Trump against Biden, Trump would still win. So we have, this is on ABC, George Stephanopoulos was talking about this too. If we could please play the Trump wins soundbite. Mm-hmm. You there? No, I don't know if he caught it by surprise.
Looks like he did.
Uh-oh. Are you guys there? Oh, there we go.
You know, Donna, Chris Christie says this is slowly moving away from Donald Trump. And I think I actually agree with him. But the polling right now is not really showing that. Among Republican voters, he's holding firm. Our poll shows him defeating Joe Biden in 2024.
Look, Donald Trump is his house of cards are really crumbling down. He's under investigation just about everywhere. Too bad he's not in Louisiana. We'll put him under investigation just for showing up.
See, now, a couple of things there. Number one, they didn't like being forced to admit that he would win. But number two, did you pay attention to that? She just said the quiet part out loud. Donald Trump, if he shows up, we will put him under investigation just for showing up. Right? I mean, well, she admits that's all there is to it.
Letitia James, when she ran for Attorney General of New York, you know, had an informal interview saying, why vote for, you know, for me? She says, I'll indict and get Trump.
Yeah, now, I mean, for on what? It doesn't matter.
Well,
right?
They did what it doesn't matter. Anybody can take anybody's bank records, see if he went for a loan, then finagle about what the value of something was. And of course, as you said before, they never rely on the person saying it, the demand appraisals and everything else. And the loans were repaid fully. And so it's just a joke indictment, but they don't mind joke indictments. I mean, they play for keeps and Republicans don't.
Well, okay, there's that. But I think, though, that's something, though. Here's what I think is going on there. The Democrats keep trying to run against Donald Trump, only Donald Trump is not on the ballot. And so I'm thinking that this is not only starting to, but it's going to continue to have a boomerang effect on them. I mean, like she just said, we'll indict him just for coming to Louisiana, right? And she's not joking. They would indict him probably just for coming. And people, more and more people are beginning to see that. I'll tell you why I think that. Because I know all of us, and a lot of you guys out there, you know, pay a lot of attention to this. So we're pretty much up to speed. But I like talking to just people who are interested in politics, but don't, it's not, you know, their lives like it is our life, basically. We have other things too. But at any rate,
golf
and socializing and shopping. But so I was in Charlotte talking with my brother and my sister-in-law, and they're pretty much strong Trump supporters, very conservative. And my sister-in-law was asking me, she said, what do you think about this Trump, this indictment thing? And I think that there used to be sort of a sense in America that, well, if somebody's indicted, you know, if the FBI was there, maybe there might be something. And I said, nothing to it. It's all bogus. And she said, that's what I thought. She said, the FBI is crooked and corrupt. Now, I guarantee you, 2 years ago, I don't guarantee you, but I'm pretty sure 2 years ago, she would not have said that. Yeah. And so all of a sudden, this constant bombardment of Trump under indictment for this, like, again, she said, he'll come to Louisiana, we'll indict him just for coming here. People are beginning to see that. What people are also beginning to see, which is on one hand scary, but on the other hand, at least, you know, we're awake now. When Trump would say, you know, it's not really me they're after, it's you they're after. And if they would do this to you, to me, they'll do this to you. That's coming true. That was not just bluster, right? We've seen Sharonda Bishop, Colorado, or America's mom, raided, right? By FBI agents, knocked down the door in front of her children. We see this pro-life guy, right? Raided 30 FBI agents. Now the FBI says, oh, it wasn't the SWAT team. It's like, okay. So they didn't come down on ropes from a helicopter. Okay. 30 FBI agents have to show up at this guy's house over a bogus thing. It was like a year ago.
He got in an argument.
He shoved with a pro-abortion person, right? Who was harassing his son. The local jurisdiction didn't, no charges were filed. The whole thing was dropped, right? And instead, so the FBI, they're combing records of any place right now to see what they can get. You've got them taking Mike Lindell's cell phone. People are seeing that the FBI is corrupt, that they will indeed indict you just for, look at January 6th. They'll indict you just for showing up.
The Justice Department can indict you.
Well, okay, but I mean the whole Justice Department. Exactly. So people are seeing that. And I think, number one, if Trump does run again in 2024, which I think he will, it's going to, by then they get who up, what people are going to be like, whatever, you know, another new Trump indictment, right? Another new complaint about Trump. It becomes nothing but just white noise and people don't even care. And I think now what's hurting them, as much as they wish he was, Trump is not really on the ballot. So,
well, neither is Biden, but.
Biden policies are.
Well, I suppose Trump's are too.
Well, but Biden policies are not working,
they never have because of Democratic policies. But it'll be a fascinating election. They'll try to rig it. And you'll just have your usual thing and just hope you have enough voters and enough people watching out for fraud that they can't win.
Well, there have been changes in some states. And this is cute from Dr. Donna, who is, let me remember where you're a candidate so people know.
23rd.
Yep. House District 53. She's saying as she's walking, she finds that 30% of the candidates support her candidacy. Leo says that's good news. She says it is, and it's happening and not happening in other districts like Larimer, which is even more interesting. Mm. She said hardcore Dems, those running off the emotional vitriol stirred by the media, keep saying things like Trump is going to go to jail. Yeah, and those people, Dr. Donna, we're not going to convince them anyway, right? So all of these attacks, all of these indictments, that makes them happy. But the average person is like, okay, what are you, I mean, well, in this ABC Washington Post poll, 84% of the people said what really mattered to them was the economy.
Well, sure, because that directly affects them. Trump's indicted or not, it doesn't affect them personally. But it's going to be a wild 22 election. And if Republicans win and take the Senate, what will they do with it? Well, probably nothing, because that's what they usually do. They'll go in negotiations and come up with a bipartisan bill. And that's where, the Republicans, the party is stupid, comes through. They always lose negotiations, always lose.
But why are we negotiating? It's like, why are we not just throwing everyone in jail? Let's indict them. I mean, that's what they should do.
Well,
I mean, seriously.
But assuming, they control the White House and all that. So, and you need 60 votes unless all those things. And the answer to why they always lose is because the Democrats are the party of evil. They have no intention of following through with whatever they promised for the future. And the 86 Reform Act, Ronald Reagan was stupid enough to sign, it basically said, okay, give everybody in California an illegal immigrant citizen status, and then in the future we'll fund border wall. And then, of course, they didn't fund the border wall. And Ronald Reagan, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, my gosh. I mean, one of the staples of politics is never concede for the present for a future promise. And he did. The Republicans did. And they felt so happy. And they gave away the state of California and maybe the country with that.
Well, I think the House Republicans are making the right kind of sounds, right? I mean, they're saying some of them are Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan,
a smaller group of them, but they came with their commitment to America, would like to commit to call it his problem.
Yeah.
Just problem. I mean, it's
right.
Pathetic.
It's stupid and no one's even paying attention. I don't want to say it's stupid, but it's like whatever. But what is good though, I think, Chuck, is that though there are more Trump backed candidates.
Yes.
The Trump wing, I don't even want to call it the Trump wing. I'll call it the MAGA wing of the House Republicans is growing.
Will grow if they win a lot of seats. There's certainly a lot of MAGA candidates on the ballot, and it certainly will greatly increase. There are less Chamber of Commerce types and a great deal more of MAGA types. It's still not going to be a majority. But
he's getting rid of some of the real traitors, right? Some of the real traitors
Liz
are gone. Right. Liz Cheney. Oh God, guys, we gotta be scared. Because Liz Cheney says, if Trump runs in 2024, she'll campaign as a Democrat.
And she won't be a Republican. Oh no.
How effective did Liz Cheney's last campaign go? Not well. So it's like, you go for it, Liz. The Democrats are like, oh yay, we got Liz Cheney. Can you imagine how many Democrats are gonna have Liz Cheney campaigning for them? I wouldn't say many. Maybe Michael Bennett, he could call her. She could come help him out. I mean, John Hickenlooper. I mean, it's just insane. But I think that these polls, I think there is a trend and it's fueled by all kinds of things. But I, in general, I think you go back to Barack Obama. I remember doing the radio show then, and it was depressing because you thought, you know, maybe we're just in an era where our kids, you know, you always used to think your kids will do better than you, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's not happening anymore. Then Trump came along, and lo and behold, it's like, yay, actually it is happening. And now we're back into Joe Biden. And it was just a too quick of a turnaround. And people are like, wait a minute, everything mm-hmm. sucks right now, mm-hmm. and it doesn't have to suck. And I say, did somebody want to talk there? Is that you, Johnny? You want to go ahead and talk? No, okay, thank you. You're busy in the Caribbean. Okay, happy to see you there. this again from Dr. Donna. Oh, this is from Leo. Why does my sister in San Diego have to pay for health insurance for her and two kids? But if you climb a fence, you get free health care there. Exactly. And from Dr. Donna, again, this talk of unity as her county chair also echoes as a collectivist idea and not one of individualistic country like the Republic that United States is. Yeah, when the party says unity, they're actually saying surrender. That's a good point.
Yeah, well, and it's only with the establishment. If you had some grassroots candidates, there'd be no calls for unity, as Dick Wadhams has made absolutely clear.
Well, and that's what we were, I mean, you and I were talking about, now you talked about it a little bit Friday. So now all of a sudden we're getting all of these emails from establishment Rhino candidates saying, you know, grassroots, we you know, you guys matter too. You can help. It's like, oh, really? Really? Where were you after the assembly? But back to with the election, and I think, and we'll talk again with Dr. June Depp here in a few minutes about what they should run on. We wanted to talk a little bit about Joe O'Day, the Republican Senate candidate in Colorado. And I think I don't understand what his campaign is doing. Do you?
Well, campaign is stupid.
Okay, well, there we go. Let me play it. This is an ad. So with all of the things, so you've got outrageous immigration issues. You've got the economy.
Crime.
You've got economy, crime. Inflation. You've got inflation. You've got all kinds of things going on. And Joe O'Day is running on the fact that he is pro-choice. It's like, well, that's an effective Republican strategy. So let me play. This is one of the ads he's got. I think he spent $2 million starting over the weekend on an ad buy portraying him as a different kind of Republican, because don't you know, we need different kinds of Republicans.
Like he's really a Democrat.
Well, yeah, that would be another word for it. I mean, call me crazy. But if we could please play the Joe O'Day ad.
O'Day's daughter. My dad's not a politician.
I'm an outsider, not a politician. I'm a contractor, not a slick talker.
He's a different kind of Republican, too. My dad supports a woman's right to choose.
O'Day is running as a pro-choice candidate.
O'Day supports a woman's right to choose early in pregnancy.
For the first 5 months, that should be a woman's decision between her and her doctor.
My Joe O'Day, will work with anyone to get America moving forward again.
I'm Joe O'Day, and I approve this message.
All right, let's talk about all the things wrong with that. Number one, what does he mean a different kind of Republican, right? The clear Republican that is winning right now is the MAGA Republican. And that's what he's trying to say without saying it, right? And he will work with anyone. Joe, I got a message for you. Do not work with Schumer, Pelosi, with any of those people. They will screw you over. Have we not learned, have we not learned that yet? It's like, no, don't work with them. Tell them, you know what, busy phone, take a message. I mean, what are you talking about? You're going to work with them. You need to take the country back. Working with them, is that what's going to get us? I know, let's get rid of more oil and gas. Let's have higher inflation.
Open up the border.
That's in Colorado. I'm sorry, I'm riled up now. But uh-huh. Our Xcel prices, our energy prices are going up. This is what Xcel admits to, 54% starting next month. 54% because of the rise in natural gas prices. So what is Joe Biden doing with the natural gas? He's selling it to Europe. So no wonder it's you know, the prices here are going up and they're going up there. So Joe O'Day, do not be willing to work with anyone.
Well, he is, because he doesn't stand for anything. He makes it clear. And he is a politician by these remarks. He said, I stand for nothing.
Right.
I say, you know, his other ad was, I put country over party. Well, you're ostensibly, you know, the leading Republican candidate, except you say you don't really like Republican policies.
Yeah. We need. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. No, yeah. I know it's a shock.
But it's stupid because if the issue is who is more pro-abortion, well, Michael Bennett is going to win out. He's for killing the kid 2 years afterward. I mean, he's not going to win an abortion battle. You know,
and why even go there? Most people don't. The majority of people, that's low on the list of what people care about. And here's the thing. What he's done, I guess his strategy is to try to get a lot of publicity. And, you know, to I mean, I don't know. I saw the Channel 4 report where she was saying that she thought his strategy was to go ahead and get rid of the abortion issue by saying, basically, I support abortion. So I'm the same as Michael Bennett, even though he's not, because guess what? The Democrats are now running another $2.5 million ad campaign that started Friday, more than Joe O'Day's, with all these women talking about, don't buy Joe O'Day. You can't trust him, right? He's not really pro-abortion. And all the fact checkers say that. The ad left that out, right? The ad, when you look at those news reports, are saying, this is what Joe O'Day says, but here's the truth. Mm-hmm. So all he's doing is, I just don't get that strategy.
Well, you're taking your weak point and making it the whole campaign based on it. It's also based on the fact that Republicans will kind of go, we don't care. You know, just give us a Democrat and call him a Republican. Somebody said it's a little bit of the Cory Gardner approach. Even Cory Gardner.
Yeah, even Cory Gardner wasn't this bad.
Wasn't this bad. And so it's pathetic. I mean, it's a pathetic campaign. You know, let me ask you, between Joe O'Day and Michael Bennett, who's smarter? Well, Michael Bennett.
Yeah.
Who's smarter? Jared Polis or Heidi Ganahl?
Jared Polis.
Yeah, I mean, so you have these sort of weak-willed, nice. I've imagined that Joe O'Day is a pretty nice person, and Heidi Ganahl, I know, is a pretty nice person. But that doesn't really get you where you want to go. And Jimmy Carter was purportedly a nice person.
Well, Joe Biden, look, they told us he was a nice person. Yeah, and it turns out that's not true. Well, yeah, I think it's a mistaken strategy. Well, as obviously he's down by double digits in the polls in Colorado right now. Who knows? Again, polls being what they are. And I think, you know, whoever the Republican candidate was going to be down possibly by double digits. So, but I just think if he's trying to say, okay, I'm the same as Michael Bennett, so now let's focus on the economy, that's not working.
It's too late.
And if he's trying to say, well, I'm pro-abortion, so vote for me. If you're the kind of voter that really matters to, matters about, well, you're going to say, but Michael Bennett is pro everything abortion, right? So Joe O'Day, plus,
and Joe O'Day's done as he's been on radio shows where he says that, you know, he supports abortion up to the time of birth in case of rape, incest, and health of the mother. Well, an abortion is always going, this is much more healthy for you to kill this kid. And so it's really, he's pro-abortion. Well, and he doesn't care about the issue. He just cares about exploiting it for him to win. But it's pathetic.
And I don't think it's going to work because, again, they're falling into the media trap, right? Again, all of the polls show that crime, that economy, 84%. Of the people in that ABC Washington Post poll. And I mean, talk to people, this is common sense. I think this makes sense that the vast majority of people, 8 out of 10, say the number one issue to them in the election, more than 8 out of 10, is the economy, mm-hmm. right? Because that affects you every day. Then you got crime. Then you've got immigration has become a thing too, thanks sort of to Ron DeSantis and Biden's failed policies. You have all of these other issues, the school boards, education, all of these things that much more directly affect people. And what Joe O'Day has done is, into the media, they always want to talk about the controversial things. So he's having to spend all of his time talking about abortion, right? What I would imagine
he wants to.
Yeah.
I mean, was the election stolen? You got to argue about that. And
well, I mean, I could even say if you're him, I could understand. I don't agree with, but I could understand a Rhino candidate wanting to stay away from that. But I don't know why a Rhino would go out of their way to run a whole campaign saying they're pro-abortion and somehow or another think that that's going to win them friends.
Well, what happens is you get these people who are probably conservative by nature, and they say, well, I'd like to go into politics. I'd like to be governor. So they hire consulting firm. This one's the 76 group. And they tell them, well, your real weak point is abortion. So let's have you be pro-abortion rather than saying your really strong point is you should be running ads on immigration, the crossing the Rio Grande or killing a deputy in
or as a business owner. He could talk about, yeah. Hello, the economy. you know, and say, you know, you could talk about supply. I mean, there's so many things you could talk about that would resonate with people. So, you know, again, we would offer a service to you, Joe, for free, number one. So even if you actually think that, quit talking about it all the time.
We won't do it for free for Joe.
All right.
We charge him up the yinging.
Well, he could listen to our podcast for free.
He has to pay.
That's right. Well, then this from, from Jim Jackson, the killing of the most innocent, the most helpless among us is the most vile crime a human being can commit. Well, then, Jim, you know, you kind of hit it on the head there, because every time he goes in there. So, I mean, the obvious question is, well, why is abortion OK at 15 weeks, but not at 17 weeks? Right. And you got to kind of get into the weeds on this issue. And it, to me, it's a stupid idea. But I think, like you said, it shows how much these rhinos are dependent on the consultant class and vice versa.
Well, because if you're a rhino, you know, your lifestyle is probably conservative. You know, he's a married man, has a daughter, does not, and all those things. He runs a business and everything else, but knows nothing about politics. So he has to hire consultants. Consultants always are semi-Democrats, you know,
right.
they always tell you, well, you know, you can win, but, you know, don't go through the assembly process.
Right.
Just sign up the things and then run a Democratic campaign. And you'll fool everybody. And then you can be a senator. I mean, it's
right. And without ignoring the fact that the Democrats, number one, have way more money. So no matter how many ads Joe O'Dea puts out there talking about how he's pro-abortion, the Democrats are putting out more and
that
frankly,
not enough
better done. Yeah. That you can't trust him. That he's just saying that to get elected, which is probably true.
You
can't blame him because it's true. He is only saying that. Mm-hmm. I would bet that Joe O'Dea probably did not have very many abortion discussions in his life before this, mm-hmm. but probably had a ton of discussions about economic issues. It's like, why is he, you know,
education issues. And I mean, he said, elect me. And it doesn't work because Bennett is not that unpopular. He's just a blah. And so his only chance of winning was to really stand out there and really be firing the salvos. Now the local media would hate it and attack him, but they attack him anyway.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I mean, it's.
Well, and they're gleefully saying he's pro-abortion. Do you get, they're happy that you're saying pro-abortion because number one, they still know you're going to lose. And that gives them the opportunity to attack all of the other candidates, right? That gives them the opportunity. So they go down the list. I mean, they talked to Colorado Sun had a thing on what's Barbara Kirkmeyer, Eric Odlin. I mean, they go down the list and because Joe O'Dea is pro-abortion. Are you pro-abortion? And it puts everybody else, again, talking about an issue that the Democrats want them talking about, mm-hmm. right? I mean, was Mark Elias, is he involved in this guy's, in his campaign? Mm-hmm. It's like, you need to, like you said, Joe, Dave, free advice to you. You've only got a few more weeks here. You need to hammer in on the issues that people care about. And forget the stupid media. I'm sorry. You know, I like Shawn Boyd. So, you know, she's a nice person. I knew her for many years at Channel 4. No one's listening to Shawn Boyd on who to vote for. Nobody's watching that kind of media anymore at all anyway. So,
So in the meantime.
And his website, it's all abortion too. Joe O'Dea on abortion. It's like, oh yeah. Like I'm an independent voter. I'm like, I'm going to Google up. I'm going to search up Joe O'Dea. Oh, look, Chuck, he's for abortion. Let's vote for him.
Well, as a practical matter, up in Washington, which is even more liberal than Colorado, the candidate there, Smiley, is within 2 points of Patty Murray. And so, you know, and Mark Smiley is not going, let's talk about abortion. It's just the stupid Republicans believing that the Democrats always have the better of the arguments. And if they just adopt them, because they're nice people themselves, nicer than the Democrats, everybody will go running over to vote for
right.
him. But his whole thing is that I'm pro-abortion. I'll help Democrats pass legislation. And I don't really care about the party I'm running on. I mean, I don't know how he gets any Republicans to vote for him, to tell you the truth.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if that's a success, we might as well not have a Republican.
Well, and again, you're playing into the Democrat handbook. The Democrats want to talk about abortion. They don't want to talk about the economy. They don't want to talk about crime. They don't want to talk about education. They don't want to talk about that god-awful teacher with the giant fake breasts in school. They don't want to talk about that.
Right.
They want to talk about abortion. So what does Joe day say, okay, I'll talk about abortion. Of course, that's a losing. I mean, this Dr. Donna was saying she's only been asked about the subject about three times this election season. Once when she was asked to sign the ballot issue petition. Johnny from HD5 says they asked him as well, but he said, no, good for you. Why are you even talking to them? Say, Denver Post, are you guys still around? I didn't, when you were still around. I mean, don't buy into, because the Democrats don't. You don't see Jared Polis when everybody attacks him for not going to the Western Slope. He doesn't respond to that. You know, Joe Biden, he just gets up there and lies. It's like, it's Hunter Biden. I had no business. I didn't even know who Hunter Biden is. That was Russian disinformation.
Yeah,
you know, and they talk about all the police officers who were killed at the Capitol. And I mean, so Republicans just need to do that. And Joe, it's too late for Joe O'Day, and it was probably always too late, but still. This is from iPhone Char. The leftist media couldn't have beat up any harder on real conservatives. Ha, like the media was going to paint O'Day as Democrat light. Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous that he's running on that.
Well, I'm happy he is, to tell you the truth, because I think, you know, we have this endless battle between establishment and grassroots, which by hook or crook, usually the establishment wins and stuff. But this time in particular, we got people out of the assembly who really were great conservatives. And then they beat them, but not by much.
No.
So we have a chance to win. Yeah, we had a real chance to win. With
now he's done by double digits. Well, we have now Dr. Brian Dunep.
All right.
But this had a great column about what Republicans should be running on. Brian, we were just talking about Joe O'Day is running on the fact that he's pro-abortion. And he's done.
I don't think that. And that's fine, but there's a lot of other things besides abortion.
Well, no, it's not fine.
He's taking a middle ground, and abortion's going to be a big issue in this election. It's a very polarizing issue. I think I know where I stand on it, and I think Republicans in a blue state are going to try to thread the needle on it.
Right.
Well, he's not threading the needle. Yeah, he's coming out.
That's his main issue. That's the point of my article.
Exactly.
Go for it. Why don't you explain that?
Well, illegal immigration is a big issue, and the Republicans should run on that. That should be one of their top issues. Yes, there's inflation, economy, et cetera. But there are countless stories about what happens with illegal immigration, like this 24-year-old sheriff's deputy in Weld County. Mm-hmm. That got killed by an illegal. You see what Governor DeSantis, Governor Abbott are doing. They're making the left live up to their virtue signaling about sanctuary city, sanctuary state, and sending them the illegals and make them live by that. But there are countless stories of people being injured, killed, et cetera, by illegal immigrants. The current administration is not enforcing the border and existing immigration law, and Democrats in general are against doing that. And that's a good issue, because that affects everybody. That affects soccer moms, that affects, you know, the single college educated women in Denver that hate Trump and are voting for Biden. That affects them, because it doesn't have to be a sheriff's deputy. It could be anybody walking down the street in Cherry Creek or Congress Park or Hilltop or anywhere that gets gunned down or run over by a drunk illegal. And why are they here? These are things that are very preventable.
Right. Well, you know, we've done many, you know, radio shows. And I remember, I mean, this has been going on for a while. Years ago, there still is, I think, a Baskin-Robbins at Havana, near Havana and Alameda. And an illegal alien crashed into the store. The thing broke, killed a little kid, killed a few people in the ice cream store. They were just sitting there eating ice cream. And, you know, he was here illegally. I mean, it could go on and on and on. And I think one of the things that's interesting that you point out in your column, when there was a time, and now it's been 5 years since they've been at Fox, if you were to try to include the fact that it was somebody who was here illegally, they would take it out of your story. They would say that doesn't have anything to do with it, right? But and you said the Denver Post did exactly that, right?
That's exactly. There's a Denver Post article, and they neglected to mention anything about this being an illegal.
Right.
Not a word. There was a story from Fox News which mentioned that.
Right.
So they had, you know, false green card, social security card, whatever that they found, and that he was here illegally.
Right.
This fellow that killed Kate Steinle out in San Francisco a few years ago, he was deported four times. What's he doing here?
Why did she have
to die? Day,
you show pictures of the border and thousands of people crossing, just walking across the border. You should also be citing all the crime statistics in Colorado. Sure. Because those two work perfectly together.
Yeah, we're like number one in stolen cars and number two in fentanyl or something like that, which is insane.
Yeah. Right.
And so when you get down to it, those two issues are symbiotic. And you could also bring up education, teaching your kids, everything else. Instead, you concentrate your pro-abortion. I mean, it's just you can't be that stupid.
Well,
Republicans can, but you know that because history has borne that out. Abortion shouldn't be an issue. It was decided it's going to the states. Colorado already has a law that allows abortion up until you can walk down the street to a hospital to have your baby or take another turn to Planned Parenthood and have it aborted. And either option is legal in Colorado. So why he's even talking about it, just say this was decided by the courts and Colorado already settled it through the legislative process. Done. Let's talk about illegal immigration. Let's talk about inflation, et cetera.
And, you know, and the thing is it's been going on for a while. But what's happened is, and like I said, there was a time where you couldn't mention it. But that, once again, is changing because we do see, thank goodness for that reporter, that Fox reporter was down there, the pictures of hundreds of people coming across the border. We do see, and then we see the Democrats' hypocrisy, right? Because you had another column about that. You know, it's like, oh, the open border is fine until you send it to Martha's Vineyard. I mean, you know, 2 million people crossing the border isn't a problem at all. Human trafficking. What did they say? There was an 11-year-old girl that Border Patrol got recently who clearly had been raped by 11 different people, right? In this very brief period of time, 11
different
people.
12 hours.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Why aren't these stories leading the news?
Yeah.
Right.
These should be campaign issues. That's what they should be talking about and saying, hey, this could be your daughter.
Right. Right. And if it's not, then the people bringing up, like you said, they're bringing up the fentanyl that's killing more young people than anything else. I mean, all of these are the same. And it's gotten so much worse under the Biden administration that I think the people are now being forced to deal with, forced to recognize it. Where before, remember when poor Tom Pancrato would try to bring up immigration? Hello, illegal immigration is a problem in this country. And he was a racist and everything else, you know, and now what they do is they just try to ignore it and not even talk about it, the Democrats.
No, they should. And racism's a nonsense argument. Illegal immigrants are coming from 150-odd countries. So what race is it, other than that they're not American?
Right.
They're coming from Russia. They're coming from Africa, from Asia, from Central America, South America. It's not an issue of race. It's about who's here legally and who's here illegally.
Well,
and all the downstream consequences of it, you know.
You always wonder, why is the Republican Party the party of stupid? I've always, you know, why is it the
why,
party of stupid?
Why are
that's
they?
That's a good question. I think they're very happy being in the minority, and they can fundraise off of all these issues, and they don't have to take a hard stand on anything. They can bellyache and go on the talk shows, and, you know, if I was in power, I'd do this, and then they're in power, and they don't do that. They're all in favor of border security until they have control of both houses of Congress from 2016 to 18, and they did nothing.
Look, because the Chamber of
Commerce
called
them up. Trump was pushing the stone up the hill.
The Chamber of Commerce called up and said, hello, we need cheap labor. And they're like, okay. I mean, forget all that other stuff that goes on. I mean, I think you're right. It becomes, once it follow the money. Well, do you think that there, you do see some of the ads, even in Colorado, Heidi Gonal ads, things like that, talking about crime, although they're not blaming it on Biden, they're blaming it on Polis, which is sort of the same thing. Do you see Republicans getting smarter on this?
No,
because past history is a good indicator, and it's there's a pattern of it at local and national level. You look at the Bob Dole, John McCain, Mitt Romney, they had no fight in them. They couldn't. You know, Mitt Romney lost the debate to Candy Crowley, not to Obama. You know, she slapped him around and he was left apologizing and looking at his feet. I mean, come on. That's, you know, would Trump have done that? Why watch Trump in the debates?
Right.
The comment about Rosie O'Donnell was his, like, first debate comment. And that set the tone. Megyn Kelly went ballistic and, I mean, Trump set the tone for how debates are handled. He is not afraid to call a spade a spade. If it's illegals crossing the border and causing problems, he will say it. He's not tiptoeing around the issue.
Well, and I think you're right. I think if the Republicans, in terms of the Republicans not doing anything with it, in part, again, I think because of some of the donor class people who.
Well, I guarantee you when that deputy died, that the O'Day brain trust said, no, stay away from that. Don't go near that. That's dynamite. You know, that you'll become a racist if you say anything about that. And so he doesn't. He has his daughter cut a abortion ad. I mean, it's just
abortion. It shouldn't be an issue for a Senate race or even a governor race. It's like, right. Why are we talking about abortion? Roe is overturned. It's going back to the states. The states will do what they do. If you're running for state legislature, well, fair game, because the state legislature decided that.
Right.
But beyond that, that's a distraction.
Right.
Well, there are far more important issues, and illegal immigration and the downstream consequences are certainly one of them. And there's the economy and inflation and the recession we're in, and that's no signs of any of that getting any better.
The housing
bubble will crash. The food is unaffordable. Energy prices, a mess in Ukraine.
Education. Schools.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier.
Education. Schools stink. People are pulling their kids out of school. They're moving to the suburbs. They're homeschooling because there's no accountability. And that's, again, that's a local issue. So what's the race? The race is for U.S. Senate. And where can the U.S. Senate play a role? They right. can confirm judges that are going to actually uphold the Constitution and uphold the law. That's something that's reasonable that the Senate can run on.
Right. Well, and I think it goes even deeper than that, too. And that is, you know, that I think there's people, I think it comes down to a certain extent, too, is like, okay, what's the right thing to do, right? And so when you've got this illegal immigration, it's what the problem is like you said, this Weld County sheriff deputy who was killed, 24 years old, right? 24 years old. Mm-hmm. If that guy had been deported, if that guy had been kept deported, right, she would be alive today out doing her job or doing whatever, right? I mean, there are countless cases. Remember, we used to have I forget the project name, but anyway, it was an organization that Google, of course, won't let you search up, but that they keep track of this, of the parents of kids who have been killed by illegal immigrants. I mean, these are real people, and the right thing to do is to do whatever you can to keep them alive, right? I mean, it's like, again, they're so preventable and preventable without hurting anybody, right? So these people, some of these immigrants, I covered so many of these stories, they come here, they commit crimes, they get arrested, they get deported. Order, they come back immediately, they're arrested. And now Biden isn't even prosecuting the criminal illegal aliens, right? It's like, why are we even worrying about those people? Just deport them. And all of the crimes from this woman's death to car theft to fentanyl, all of this, you start to make some inroads against.
Well,
it's a common theme of Democrats. This Fetterman guy in Pennsylvania, he wants to empty out the jails.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. What could go wrong with that?
And then, you know, no cash bail. And San Francisco, if you steal less than $1,000, they're not going to do anything. So, you know, look at the price tag on the Louis Vuitton handbag. And if it's $990.
It's on sale. I could steal it.
Well, then again, what you see is people move out. Businesses are closing. Even Starbucks is closing, right?
Well, Starbucks went woke with homeless and, you know, who knows who they are. Legal, illegal, whatever, but you turn the restrooms in Starbucks into heroin dens and nobody wants to go in there. You got homeless camped out and it's people don't go there. And guess what? They're not selling coffee.
I must admit, it's encouraging to ignore Colorado politics and look to someplace like Arizona, where Carrie Lake is running on a, you know, very much of a MAGA program.
She's
really a real fireball, really fighting it out, and she's winning by a small margin and others. And in Colorado, they're just, if we're tepid enough, maybe they'll vote for us.
That's the pattern. Look at who they've run in the past. And, you know, Cory Gardner ran and, you know, he's doing commercials of taking a shower or Hickenlooper showering. It's
right.
Like, what's that about? You've got so many issues, the drugs, the homeless, the schools, the illegal immigration, Jack Phillips, all these things that are
right. That people
issues that people care about, and you didn't hear anything.
No, No. Well, and again, I think because like you say, they don't really want to, you know, if you want to get in there and say, you know, to, you know, Mitch McConnell, hey, I'm going to come in there and I'm going to try to do some good stuff. I'm going to try to crack down and I'm going to help Americans. I want to put Americans back to work. Mitch McConnell be like, what? No money for you.
Yeah. Mitch is going to do anything. His father-in-law runs a big shipping company in China. So he's going to get tough on anything. Come on.
Yeah.
No. That's wishful thinking, but they're squandering these opportunities, and it's really a shame because these are winnable races. The simple question that Ronald Reagan asked, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago or 2 years ago?
Right.
And for majority of people, the answer is no. Everything costs more and losing their jobs and they can't get things they want from the store.
Here's another one.
They're afraid.
Republicans are party of stupid. So Jenna Griswold goes to the prior Secretary of State, Wayne Williams, and says, I just want to do a little educational, small video, you know, and
about how safe our elections are,
you know. He said, okay, yeah. And then she takes $2 million of money that was supposed to go for COVID and plasters that ad everywhere, which is a little more than a campaign ad for Jenna Griswold. Mm-hmm. Said, well, I'm very much for Pam Anderson. Well, you're a smart one, aren't you? Aren't you? That was brilliant. That was brilliant.
I don't know if the candidates are stupid or their handlers or they're bought and paid for. You know, they say the difference between the mainstream Democrat and Republican parties is not all that much.
No,
most of it they agree on. They want open borders and they're willing to put up with all of it for different reasons. The Democrats want votes and the Republicans want contributions from the Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
And they're all bought and paid for. And by the time they get to running for national office, they already have a bunch of IOUs. Trump was unique that he didn't take money from corporate interests and he gave the big middle finger to anybody that was trying to influence him that way.
I was saying, too, the other thing they do is they run scared of the media, which is ridiculous in this day and age because nobody really pays attention to the media. Right.
Well, or you should run against the media.
Right.
Carrie Lake has done
right.
that.
She's in a great
highly place. Successful, particularly mm-hmm. the Arizona Register, which is the main paper down there. And she just climbs all over them when they want to ask a question. She says, yours is a rag paper. I'm not answering. You know, you don't get any questions. I mean,
That's like what Trump did. You know, he called out fake news and Acosta and he took it right to him. DeSantis does that as well. And it's effective. And why the Republican candidates are not looking at that and emulating that, I don't know. It's a winning formula.
It's hard, though. It's hard to be.
Well,
didn't
Newt Gingrich
ask? Yeah, it's hard. Well, if it's hard, then don't run for office. Just
yeah. Well, didn't Newt Gingrich tell some NBC reporter you have a learning disability or something? Yeah. I mean, you're right.
Of course, he was sitting on a couch in '96 with Nancy Pelosi promoting climate change.
I think he's learned his lesson there. So
I hope he has. But no, Newt is a armchair Republican now, sitting on TV shows. But so what? These are important things that they could be doing and they're not. And that's you're
what
right.
about do you because I think in other parts of the country, they are a little at least somewhat. Some candidates are, like you said, Carrie Lake. So we were talking earlier about this ABC Washington Post poll that essentially has it a generic congressional race, Republicans up by 5. And again, polls being what polls are. But what your thoughts on, you know, we're starting to get close, you know, and how things are looking.
Well, the number one, don't believe the polls. Look at the internals. I've written a lot about polls, and you look at the internals, and they oversample Democrats from, you know, 5 to 12 points. So you're going to get a skewed result. And it's even worse now, because if you're called on the telephone, who wants to say they support Trump or MAGA?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you don't know it's the FBI.
Anybody that does that is a domestic terrorist. It's an insurrectionist. They're a fascist. The FBI is going to knock on their door. So who's going to say anything?
Right. Well, who even answers that really anymore, too?
It's very chilling, and people will reveal themselves at the ballot box. I have a feeling that it's going to be a bigger margin than they predict, and they're all going to be scratching their heads. And, gee, we didn't see this. What happened?
I think the House are in great shape. In the Senate, it's going to depend on 4, 5, 6 races that are within the, you know, margin of error. And who knows who's going to win those. But I think that here in Colorado, all is lost. you know,
I will say they have a fighting chance. This is a potential big red wave, and the candidates, if they don't blow it, they can ride that wave. Well, the question is, will they blow it?
Yeah,
well, they already have.
Well, you know, I mean,
they could do better, certainly.
Yeah,
fair. No question about that. But they, you know, the polling is horribly inaccurate. On election day in 2016, according to the New York Times, Hillary had a 95% chance of winning. Guess what? So this was, you know, 12 hours before the polls closed, they had her as, you know, a shoe-in.
Right, right.
They live in their echo chamber. They poll each other, and of course.
Well, then they quote each other.
ABC, well, they learned from that, though. They learned from that, and they didn't depend on the polls in 2020. They went out and stole it on Zuckerbox.
Well, that's another approach. But
yeah,
yes, the polling is not to reflect opinion; it's to influence opinion. So if they go out and poll that Democrats are going to, you know, keep the House and Senate, and Republicans that are frustrated with everything we've been talking about say, the hell with it, I'm just going to stay home. And that's their goal. They want to.
Well, luckily in Colorado, you can stay home since they rigged it enough by
mail-in ballots. Don't anyone stay home.
Well, you don't have to go. Just put it
vote
in
person or vote the you day of. Drop your ballot off the day of.
Remember the early Arapahoe County clerks thing. Vote early and vote often. So
that's right. That's the Chicago way. So
that's right. Hey, listen, we got to let you go. What else are you working on? And once again, I'd like to give you an opportunity to tell people where they can find you.
Well, I write for American Thinker, Rasmussen Reports, and The Villager, which is a local Arapahoe County paper. I don't know what my next one will be for next week. This came out. I don't think that far ahead, but maybe the Prime Minister of Italy.
Yeah,
yes. That's a great one.
Yes, that's
another media reaction. When everybody's a fascist, nobody's a fascist.
Exactly. Right?
They have a new word. For Sweden, Trump, it was everybody's a Nazi and a racist, and now it's fascist. And most of the talking heads on the media have no idea what a fascist is.
No, they don't.
Well,
it's us. We're fascists.
They've got in Sweden and in Italy, the fascist one, and the fascists are the most nicest, gentlest, kindest
fascists. Yeah, exactly.
And fascists traditionally are left wing. You know the
right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Remember the Nazi Socialist Party. It's right. It wasn't the Nazi MAGA party.
Mussolini was a socialist.
That's correct.
Before it began, but all right. Well, great, Brian. Great to talk to you.
Appreciate
Come up with another great guys.
Article. All right, okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, and apropos of what he was talking about, on Friday, we're going to have Robert Spencer. We talked to him before the election in Italy.
And Sweden, tell you too. We'll go over both, actually.
Right. You've had a bunch of great comments there. I kind of apologize. We haven't had time to get to them all. But so Robert Spencer on Friday, as he said, not really clear what's going on Wednesday, but there's always something to talk about.
We'll figure something out.
Hey, thank you to everybody on Zoom, the great guys at BBS. Catch all of our shows at chuckandjulie.com.
Thank you, Brian, for coming on, and we appreciate it, everybody.
All right, we'll see you Bye-bye. Wednesday.